and on the tea side, a house-made chai I dearly miss. 2. Get in some MSU sports. Without a doubt, Izzo and our continuously ranked men's basketball team is a must-see if you are around during the season. However, there isn't much that compares with the beauty of MSU's campus and all the colors on the trees that sync up with football season. But truly, do not miss an opportunity to check out any sport happening while you visit. Women's basketball, gymnastics, baseball, and of course, hockey are fantastic experiences. In 2009, MSU got a new baseball venue, McLean Baseball Stadium at Cobbs Field, with 2,500 seats. It is located right by the football stadium, easy to find, and is an excellent way to savor the outdoors on a beautiful campus. Then there is hockey. My memories of Munn Ice Arena, just west of the football stadium, is full of great music, the smell of popcorn, and loud crowds of Spartan fans. Clearly, it makes sense that MSU, located in the heart of Michigan, would be all about hockey. Players flock here from all over the North, wanting to be a part of the tradition. Do not discount MSU women's basketball for outstanding competitive and entertainment value. After coaching at Saginaw Valley State University, also here in Michigan, Coach Susie Merchant was head coach at Eastern Michigan University, where she had 3 20-win seasons before taking over the women's basketball program at MSU in 2007. She is not only a coach whose team is worth watching, but a leader in the community, along with her male counterpart at MSU, Coach Tom Izzo, who is the longest tenured coach in the Big Ten and my personal basketball hero. He has gotten MSU to winning more Big Ten conference titles than any other coach has gotten a Big Ten team. He stands at 6 of these as of 2020. Never having a losing season under him, the Spartans have been invited to the NCAA tournament for 22 consecutive years. 4. See cool cars at the R.E. Olds Transportation Museum. Lansing is a car town, and the R.E. Olds Museum, named for the founder of Oldsmobile and REO, is a hidden gem. It was featured on an episode of American Pickers back in the day. The museum not only houses an amazing collection of cars, but fire trucks, bits of fashion, old signs, and other cool artifacts. In fact, there are even lawnmowers. Why? Back in 1916, R.E. Olds patented an ancestor of what we recognize today as the lawnmower. This was for his Ideal Engine Company. His innovations are foundational in the evolution of the lawnmower, making Lansing home to its birth as well. Whether you are into automotive history or some of the quirky side exhibits, the R.E. Olds Museum is a quick stop downtown and worth finding at the back of Museum Drive off Michigan Avenue. 4. See cool cars at the R.E. Olds Transportation Museum. Lansing is a car town, and the R.E. Olds Museum, named for the founder of Oldsmobile and REO, is a hidden gem. It was featured on an episode of American Pickers back in the day. The museum not only houses an amazing collection of cars, but fire trucks, bits of fashion, old signs, and other cool artifacts. In fact, there are even lawnmowers. Why? Back in 1916, R.E. Olds patented an ancestor of what we recognize today as the lawnmower. This was for his Ideal Engine Company. His innovations are foundational in the evolution of the lawnmower, making Lansing home to its birth as well. Whether you are into automotive history or some of the quirky side exhibits, the R.E. Olds Museum is a quick stop downtown and worth finding at the back of Museum Drive off Michigan Avenue. 5. Pick some fruit and eat some pie. Cider mills are a staple in Michigan, and most have more to offer than just apples and fall colors. They've extended themselves to provide products and entertainment beyond a few weeks in autumn. Uncle John's in St. John's is a tradition for many of us in Lansing. They have something for everyone, including a play area with a giant bouncy thing for kids and wine for the adults. Our nieces